Right now it is time to bring in Ruth Epstein. Ruth, of course, covers our area for the Republican American. You can find her stories at online, rep-am.com, or the old-fashioned way, the good way, in the paper itself. Good morning, Ruth. How are you this morning?
Good morning. What tragedy. Just awful.
It was awful, but you know what? Once again, we had that horrible farm fire where all they raised over $100,000, and I can speak by myself. But we lost the AM transmitter. We had to come up with $30,000. Well, we came up with $30,000 in 3 days.
Yeah.
People around here give.
They do.
They care about their neighbors.
Just wonderful, but just heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Okay, well, headlines for us are Sharon Hospital.
Wow.
And Sharon Hospital.
Sharon Hospital, I tell you. What a turnout yesterday, Saturday on the Green.
Unbelievable. It was just covered, and I'm guessing 300 people turned out.
Minimum 300 to 400 people, absolutely.
Yeah, just protest the transformation plan that Nuvance is calling for the hospital, which calls for shuttering the labor and delivery department, among other things, cutting down on surgery and ICU. And you talk about people caring and being compassionate. Boy, the emotions were running high Saturday as the people spoke. There were legislators there. There were parents there, people who have had children there, doctors. Howie Mortman spoke really eloquently. He's been delivering babies there for 30 years, so he certainly has a stake in all this.
You know, what I found amazing about that is there were politicians there, and they weren't there as politicians even though they were. We had
Greg Pulver
from Dutchess County. We had Republicans and Democrats. It didn't matter.
Right.
And I'll tell you what, we've been with the Sharon Hospital, Ruth, you and I have seen a lot of different things.
Well, Rusty Chandler and I were just bemoaning the fact he was there, and we have been through this since 2001. We were on the board, and Rusty and I, you know, we covered it, and we've really been through this for 20 years now.
But I have never seen as impactful a gathering as I saw yesterday, on Saturday. Mm. It was truly impactful just by the broad width of people represented at that rally, and they will all, believe you me, be sending letters and talking with the state of Connecticut.
Yeah, that was the other thing. They had letters, people signing letters to go to all the legislators in both Connecticut and New York State. So I'm sure we'll be hearing plenty more. As a matter of fact, there are two more meetings. There's a meeting tomorrow night at Sharon Town Hall, and one next week at the Interlake, and they're pretty limited, but they are, I assume they'll be Zoomed as well, to talk to certain people. You had to sign up and reserve your space.
And because of COVID-19, there's only going to be about 15 people at each one.
They're
going to be Zoomed, but also Mike Flint has gotten permission for CATV6 also film.
Great. And then apparently there was a meeting on Friday with the local selectmen, and that supposedly met with hospital officials, and the local selectmen gave their views. So this is going to be obviously a continuing story. Lost in all this, not really, but it's the election, which was very quiet for most towns this year. Kent was the one that had the race at the top of the ticket, and Jean Speck, the incumbent, won, but she'll have two new colleagues on the board with her, Glenn Sanchez and Rufus Durham. Otherwise, pretty quiet. Stacy Weiner did lose, the incumbent Region 1 board rep in Salisbury. She'd be followed by Keith Moon. Priscilla Pavel was not endorsed by the Republicans, but she served as a petitioning candidate in Cornwall and for the Board of Selectmen, and she was elected. So, but for the rest of the towns, Marshall, pretty quiet this year.
Yeah, in Armenia, they had two people running for the top slot. Victoria Perotti won re-election, and six people vying for two slots. I think it's two or three slots on the board, and a big turnout there. Those two towns, Kent and well, three towns, Kent, Cornwall, and Amenia, had very meaningful races, and
yeah.
It's you know, and people turned out, and that's good, and that's good to see.
Yeah, it's very, you know, our paper had the turnout in Waterbury, I don't know if you saw, 16%.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just unacceptable as far as I'm concerned. At least here we had 50%, which is not great either, which should be 100%, but better than, it just amazes me that people don't take the time to use their privilege to vote. But anyway, that's my rant for the day. Okay, we are on tonight for the doubleheader in Falls Village, Board of Finance and Board of Selectmen, and Keenan Board of Selectmen. We didn't meet last week because of the election, are meeting tonight for their meeting. The Sharon Board of Selectmen meets tomorrow night, and as I said, there's the Sharon Hospital meeting also tomorrow night. And on Thursday, there'll be plenty of Veterans Day ceremonies. You know, there's one in Kent. They're going to be a small one in Salisbury. They're going to dedicate the new memorials there at the site of the town hall. Sharon, I'm sure they're going to have something. They usually do. And they're probably, well, in all the towns, I would assume they're having something.
And the weather, it looks like, for Thursday will be a little breezy and temperature in the 50s, but it will be.
Oh, that's doable. Better than the 30s.
That's right. It won't be rainy or anything like that. So
yeah.
So people will be able to go out and honor the veterans on Veterans Day.
Good. Had a story this weekend about the businesses coming back, or businesses coming to Canaan, whole slew of new businesses, and nice to see restaurants and the New England Market and the woodworking and the Tenuta. So it's really good for Canaan to see some activity on the streets there. And speaking of Canaan, there will be a detour coming up. They're finally going to finish this, hopefully, the track upgrading. And so starting on the 15th, the downtown there'll be a detour. You'll have to go through North Elm to get around to Railroad Street.
Yeah,
so just beware.
The state of Connecticut sent me a map, and I posted it on our Facebook page. But I'll tell you, folks, don't look at the map, because the state, they include too much information.
Right. Yeah. I saw that way too much. So, and tonight there's an FOI session. Tom Hennick from FOIA and Pearlie Grimes, the town attorney in Cornwall, are going to be talking, and I'm sure everybody and anyone can call in. It's a Zoom meeting. Always very helpful to know, especially all new officials, how to conduct and what's allowable and what's not in Freedom of Information. So,
and folks, not just for politicians and for the people, but for you as well. If you have a question, if you think your government isn't transparent enough or is doing something wrong, by learning about FOI, Freedom of Information, you can hold a lot of power in your hands.
Absolutely. The the more better informed, the more you're able to know what's going on and to take action and participate. Very important. And Tom Hennick does a great job. I've heard him many times. I don't have much coming up on the weekend, Marshall. You have
not that much, but
quiet weekend.
We'll see what happens and that develops over the week.
Yeah, we will. Good talking on this first day of Eastern Standard Time, Daylight Standard, whatever it is, and we're off again and running.
All right, Ruth. Speak to you next Monday. Take care.
You too. Bye bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American, rep-am.com. On the web and also in the newspaper.